Helmut Sanchez carefully balanced the blue folder on his knee. The room was finally quiet. Suddenly he heard the German words. He read them. These carefully chosen words, the style rhythmic and assured, the logic clear, almost convincing, finally ghoulish.
New York-based writer Sergio Troncoso is the son of Mexican immigrants. He was born in El Paso, Texas, and Troncoso's first book, The Last Tortilla and Other Stories, won the Premio Aztlan in 1999 for Best New Chicano Writing. Every summer, Troncoso teaches writing at Yale, which also happens to be the setting of his philosophical suspense novel called The Nature of Truth.
When he had read the essay, Why I Am Neither Guilty Nor Ashamed, for the very first time this weekend, he had been expecting nothing out of the ordinary. But as one word led to another, and an idiotic thought connected to a dangerous one, Helmut couldn't believe his eyes. These words. He wanted to stop reading. He wanted to will himself back in time before he had ever set eyes on these words.
Sergio Troncoso joins me now in our New York studio. Bienvenido a Latino USA.
Thanks for inviting me, Maria.
So, a Chicano novel, and it's got this German thing happening. What do you mean the Chicano writer doing this? And you say...
I say that you have to do this. You know, I think Chicanos authors are really put in a box. I don't know how many times New York publishers kept telling me, another barrio story, another familia story. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I'm proudly from El Barrio in Isleta. But we have to go beyond that. We have to be seen as thinking characters, not caricatures.
So tell me how you are reflected in this book.
Well, Helmut Sanchez is, he's 26, he's half German and half Mexican, and he is a researcher at Yale, and he by chance discovers this old letter in the Yale libraries, and the letter has some horrible things to say about the Holocaust, and it really consumes him to the point where he becomes obsessed. So that's how the novel begins, and I think Helmut is sort of like me in the sense that I really like to ask tough questions. I don't like to shirk away from the answers. Like my abuelita, you know, I go right at it, let the chips fall where they may.
You come from Isleta, which is in El Paso, and you end up in Harvard and then at Yale. So what kind of culture shock were you going through?
It was horrible. The house my parents still live in is made out of adobe. We didn't have electricity or running water. We had an outhouse, an hoyo, where you would go and go to the bathroom in the backyard. And then at 18, I ended up at Harvard. I mean, I felt like I didn't belong, but, you know, I fought back. I would call my abuelita. She was a great influence in my life, Dolores Rivero. She grew up during the Mexican Revolution, and she was a caraja, you know, muy dura. She was also supremely intelligent. And I would call her at Harvard, and I said, you know, abuelita, what the hell am I doing here? I shouldn't be here. I should be in El Paso. And my abuelita, you know, would tell me, this is what you wanted. Don't give up. No te dejes. She kind of shoved me a little bit and said, fight back for what you want. And I think when I got my first A in expository writing freshman year, that's when I knew I could kick their ass.
That's what I wanted to know is, growing up in Isleta, when did you kind of say, I can be a writer, I have a voice, I'm equal to any of you?
I think it started with my familia. You know, although they were very poor, they also gave me, I think, unconditional love. They said, you know, you go out and you get what you want, and we will support you even when you fail. The other big influences in terms of writing were my abuelita. The very first story I wrote was about her. It's called The Abuelita. It's in The Last Tortilla and Other Stories. And then on my father's side, my abuelito, Santiago Troncoso, he was editor and publisher of El Día. He was jailed, I think, 50 times. His print shop got mysteriously firebombed because he would write articles against Mexican corruption. So I think I got the writing bug from both of them in different ways.
Sergio Troncoso's latest novel is called The Nature of Truth, and it's published by Northwestern University Press.